thank you all for coming. This is great to have this much of a turnout.
Sheila Mitchell, a Red Cross volunteer for the past 3 years, is getting set to train the latest crop of local volunteers.
I lost my house in Hurricane Ivan, and that's kind of what drove me to volunteer with the Red Cross.
On this Thursday afternoon, it's already a bigger than normal crowd at 16 and counting as more people trickle in.
So we started with, as you all know, we started with responding to Hurricane Harvey just a few weeks ago. Hi, ma'am, there's one seat back there.
Mitchell is set to begin an abbreviated version of their just-in-time training to include a disaster overview and instruction on sheltering and deployment fundamentals. She says as the tropics have gotten busier over the past several weeks, so have they.
And our immediate needs are going to be sheltering. As the response evolves, there will be other needs, and it's a real opportunity to learn how to do other things. Red Cross is really good about saying, hey, can you do this? And if you can do it, we'll put you into that job.
At the time of this particular training session, Irma's track was firming, and it was becoming more likely that any shelter locally would serve as a host for those evacuating South Florida. Mitchell says the most important aspect of a Red Cross shelter program is to ensure they meet the needs and expectations of their clients.
Because they're probably coming to us at maybe one of the worst times of their lives. They've just lost everything. They don't know what's ahead. They don't know what to do. They're away from their families. So it's a really, really tough time.
New volunteer Katie Marshall can relate to that kind of distress.
Yes, because I went through Hurricane Ivan.
You were here, yes.
Mm-hmm, and it was terrible. Yes, it was scary. And yes, I did have anxiety on that one, in that storm.
Marshall is a native of Pensacola. Her husband is active duty Navy, and they've been stationed here for 3 years. She says she signed up as a volunteer because she loves the idea of helping people when they need it most.
You know, dealing with people that you don't know what they're going through and how to approach them to make them feel better. You know, so that's something that's stuck in my head, like, how can I help these people? How can I encourage these people?
You have to do something in the community. And so why not pick something that you're passionate about, like helping your neighbors by volunteering for Red Cross?
Jerry Kendall is executive director for the American Red Cross of Northwest Florida, which serves the 10 Panhandle counties in the Central Time Zone.
We're ready to go.
He says they're ready because they've been gearing up for the past month or so in anticipation of Hurricane Harvey.
We had volunteers deployed to Texas, and then Louisiana was going to be very high risk. And so we deployed volunteers to Louisiana ahead of that. And so we started trying to step up our routine training that we do all the time every year to get more shelter workers, because we're still in a hurricane season and we still have a coast to augment the folks as they need relief in 2 weeks, because like Texas is going to be a long job.
And now with Irma, Governor Rick Scott has been issuing a plea for more volunteers and announced that his goal of 17,000 statewide had been surpassed. To get their volunteers ready sooner, the Red Cross has not only condensed the training coursework, but Kendall says they also temporarily eliminated the reservation requirement.
In the old days, Red Cross would always get people calling anytime a disaster was actually happening, and we'd say, listen, give me your name and number, go sign up as a volunteer next time you can help. We're busy right now. We're not doing that this time. We weren't doing that for Harvey. So we were saying, no, we're going to set a class up, come in for the class, we're going to teach you, and we're going to let you go.
At the time of my visit, the Red Cross chapter had conducted 10 public training sessions in the past couple of weeks, in addition to their regular training with local partners and the webinar training to be conducted for state employees. Kendall says it will take a little while for new volunteers to complete the training and get their first assignment. But he adds, with the devastation of Irma, there will be plenty of need for Red Cross deployments for some time to come.
There's going to be massive sheltering requirements. Those volunteers are going to be take care of that, and those volunteers are going to need relief. So we're training volunteers that's going to be able to do that in 2 weeks. And 2 weeks later, they're going to need relief for that. And so this is going to be an ongoing thing, because that's how we do business.
As of this Tuesday, there were more than 400 shelters statewide, including the Pensacola Bay Center, temporarily housing over 94,000 individuals. For more information about volunteering or to register, visit redcross.org or volunteerflorida.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.